This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tragedy in Boise, Idaho. The AP's Jennifer King.
An airport hangar under construction in Boise, Idaho's airport collapsed on Wednesday. Officials say at least three people were killed and nine were injured, five of them critically.
Cause of the collapse is under investigation. They've been getting heavy rain in Northern California, flooding, and now calls for people to get ready for more powerful downpours, heavy snow, and fierce winds. How do you feel about the economy? We've been asking people.
35% of U.S. adults who answered the poll, conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, call the national economy good. That's an uptick from late last year's 30% and the 24% from a year ago. While 65% still call the economy poor, that's an improvement from the 75% who called it poor a year ago. And even though stocks have recently been near record highs, economic growth has accelerated, and inflation has returned closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target, the poll gives President Joe Biden an only 38% approval rating. His approval rating on handling the economy is 35%. Donna Water, Washington.
The AP's seen a secret memo from 2018 that reveals a covert operation by the Drug Enforcement Administration that sent undercover operatives into Venezuela. They were building drug trafficking cases against the country's leadership, a plan the U.S. acknowledged from the start could have been a violation of international law. Human Rights Watch is looking at China, saying big automakers, including Tesla, GM, and Toyota, are failing to ensure they are not using forced labor as part of their China supply chains. The U.S. is blaming that drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan on a group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq. This is AP News. Now to electric vehicles and crash tests. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
A crash test at the University of Nebraska found that the nation's guardrail system can't handle the heavy weight of electric vehicles. The test crash used an electric-powered pickup truck that was hurled toward a guardrail on a testing ground at the edge of the local municipal airport. The 4-ton 2022 Rivian tore through a heavy guardrail and didn't slow down until it hit a concrete barrier yards away on the other side of the test. The concern around the crash test results came as popularity of electric vehicles rises and transportation officials are sounding alarms around the weight disparity between battery-powered vehicles and gas-powered ones. On the other hand, road safety officials say the heavy weight of the vehicles offers better protection to its occupants. I'm Haya Penjwani.
The Dow fell 317 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.